Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 805, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's start off with an easy round. The category? Kitty lit creatures. First question. For the magic beans that grew into the beanstalk, Jack traded one of these named Milky White. The correct answer? A cow. The answer again was a cow. Remember, the category is kitty lit creatures. Second question. Austrian author Felix Salten created this N-Dir-ing title character in 1923. Answer? Bambi. Third question. Using a tar baby, he tried to catch Br'er Rabbit. The answer, Br'er Fox. Fourth question. This author called his A Yertle the Turtle, a caricature of Adolf Hitler. Answer? Dr. Seuss. Fifth question. Video Daily Double, seen here is drawn in a Chuck Jones cartoon, name of this Rudyard Kipling title creature. Answer? Rikki-tikki-tavi. Round 2. The category? Presidential moms. First question. Hannah Milhouse. The answer? Richard Nixon. Remember, the category is presidential moms. Second question. Abigail Smith. The answer? John Quincy Adams. Third question. Dorothy Walker. Answer? George Bush. The answer again was George Bush. Fourth question. Lillian Gordy. The answer? Jimmy Carter. Fifth question. Hannah Simpson. Answer? Ulysses S. Grant. Round 3. And the category is, in a nutshell. First question. They make a tasty poultry stuffing and in a Christmas song, they're roasting on an open fire. Answer? Chestnuts. Second question. These large nuts from the Amazon River Valley can be used in cooking much the same way as coconut. Answer? Brazil nuts. Third question. To make a traditional pesto sauce, you need these nuts. Did you get that one? The answer was pine nuts. Fourth question in this round. The Mauna Loa Corporation is the world's leading grower, processor, and marketer of these nuts. Answer? Macadamia nuts. Fifth question. These bright green nuts are said to have been a favorite of the Queen of Sheba. The answer? Pistachios. Round 4. Category? Worn out. First question. It's a south of the border wool blanket made with a slit opening for the head. The right answer, a poncho. Second question. British braces are the equivalent of these American trouser accessories. Answer: suspenders. Third question in this round. The soles of some footwear are made of this edible-sounding type of crinkly rubber. Answer: crepe. Fourth question. The book, Let There Be Clothes, says the corset was replaced in the 1950s by the panty style, one of these. Answer: a girdle. Fifth question. They were once measured in buttons. A one button was wrist length, a 16 button, formal length. The answer? Gloves. Final round. The category? Party time. First question. Heloise suggests putting fortunes inside these inflatable items instead of in cookies, then let guests pop them. The right answer? Balloons. Second question. On a party invitation, the letters RSVP stand for the French phrase "Répondez à this." The answer: S'il vous plaît. Third question. Founded in 1973, this Israeli party to the right of labor. Answer: Likud. Fourth question. Active 1834-1854, this U.S. party that borrowed its name from a British party. Answer: the Whigs. Fifth question. Dissolved in 1991, at its height, this party had about 19 million members. The answer? The Communist Party. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.